Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Gary Cleasy, good morning.
Hey, morning, Sean. How are you?
I'm good. Good day, according to Tim.
Yeah, I tell you what, tremendous deals. I mean, that showcase meeting with the big prize money, Sean. But I mean, we've got scratchings, but a lot of them have been emergencies. I mean, in some races we had six emergencies going around. But yeah, this track's in enormous condition. I've been saying it for 12 months, Sean, how good it's been racing, and it'll race really good here today. And a couple of really nice horses to follow out of the meeting, and first starters too. So it'll be interesting to have a look at them in the yard.
Right, now the first one, Blitz and Rush, $11, 2 Gus Lightning, 5, 3 Lucky for Some, 6.50, 4 and 5 out. Number 6, Tis Toby, 10, 7 Annie Laugh-A-Lot, 31, 8 Nanny's Prime, 41, 9 Texas Target, 9.50. Number 10, Ungrateful Grace, 126, 11 out, 12 Excelling Girl, 19, 13 in a Step, 360, 14 Siesta Key, $4, 15 out, 16 Miracle Night, 51, late scratching the 17, My Mate Mitch, 18 Femme Poussant, 126, 19, 20 out. Favourite 360, 13 in the step.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, they bet $7 this morning, Sean, and they've gone bang, bang, bang. And each hour she just firms right in. Look, I'm not with her, but I've got her there. I'm 2, 3, 14 and 13. I'm the 2 Gus Lightning. Look, he's done nothing wrong. He's had one run back and he run third at Tamworth, first up behind Plonker. Take Plonker out of the race. He was probably beaten a short half head. Plonker went straight to Sydney and run second in a highway, and he draws good, and Warren Gavenlock's got him here, and last preparation he was placed 3 out of his 5 runs. So I think from the gate here, in this type of maiden, he's going to get a lovely run. Tree Lucky for Some. Look, he's the query. He resumes here from 3 months' spell. He was placed his last 4 runs prior to Johnny Spraggs tipping him out. Probably would have liked to send it 1,100, 1,200 for him, but with no trials under his belt from the one gate, he's going to get him. I really would think get a nice running transit. 14 Siesta Key is a first starter from the Chris Lee stable. She's had 4 trials overall. She's had 2 trials back, second in a Wyong trial, and got the job done in a Scone trial, and looked pretty professional there. And 13 in a step, look, she's there. No risk about her. She only had the 2 starts. She ran third on debut and came back and run second here behind Sylvia's Memory. Resumes with no trials, but the money has really come for her. So we'd have to have a good look at it on the yard. This is probably not the easy maiden. 2, 3, 14 and 13 in race 1.
Race 2, 1 out, 2 Ex-Ellipse, 19. 3 Turmoil, 6.50, 4 Classy Fella, 19. 5 and 6 out, 7 Miss Hydrology, 34. 8, 9, 10 out, 11 Place Sticker, $1.85. Number 12, Cross-Eyed Mary, 61. 13 Poetic Affair, 23. 14 Queen Gina, 13. 15 Moringa's Hymie, 4.40. 16 rather, Airedale, 31. 17 Jalapeno Popper, 41. 18 Pleated Miss, 34. 19 out and 20 Zip Zap Cop That, 41. $1.85 short, 11 Pay Stick.
I tell you what they like. The Brett Dobson's horse is here today, and they bet $2.90 earlier on, and then he went $1.95. And like you said, Sean, he's into $1.85 right now, and I'm with him. 11, 15, 3 and 18. He's just a cracker. He's on debut. He trialled up here 3 weeks ago, Sean. He ran the last 633.72. He won the trial by about 3.5 lengths. He could have won the trial by 6 lengths. And he ran a tad over 46 for the 800 metres in the trial. He looked really, really good. And he's an absolute cracker. And I think he might be a pretty smart little horse, this guy. 15 Moringa's Hymie. He's at 2 runs back. He ran second at Grantham beyond Julianne's Wish, where 5 winners came out of the race. He was beaten 0.5 a length. Loved his run at Ballinabar when running second behind Jeopardise Me, beating 0.8 of a length, and 2 winners to come out of it. So he is perfectly placed. And having a look at him in the yard each time, Sean, he just improves all the time. 3 Turmoil, Toby Edmonds has got her. She's had the 1 run back. No, nothing wrong with her run. Probably the best part of her work was the last 150 metres when she got going over the 1,010. So Toby steps her up here to the 12.05, which will suit her a lot better. I get the bottom weight a chance. Pleated Miss, the 18 from the Terry Comerford yard, resumed first up at Grafton and drew a wide gate and had to do a lot of work early. But get better gate here today. Did end up running third at Grafton there. So you would think she'd improve off that and draws a lot better. 11, 15, 3 and 18, race 2.
All right, we go to the next event now, which is the third. 1, Cos I'm Good, 4.60, 2, Darama, 26. 4, Go Rush Lightning, 9, 5, Just Away, 41, 5, Kiltasa, 41, 6 out, 7, Neck and Run, 23, 8, Phil's Dream, 14, 9, Totten, 41, 10, Hellenism, $1.85, 11, Mem's Magic, 14, 12, Norma's Joy, 101, 13, Savannah Jern, 10, 14 Sunset Ruby, 81. 15 Flu Shot, 51. 16 17 18 19 20 out. Favourite, $1.85. 10 Hellenism.
Yeah, no one from the Dobson Yard. They bet $2.90, so they're really pumping the stables here today. And I made it one of the best bets of the day. Chin won 3 and 13. She was huge here on debut. She was back on the fence, worse in midfield, getting jammed up. Got to the outside about the 300-metre mark and unleashed a massive run. She was probably 8, 9, 10 lengths off those leaders at the 300-metre mark. And she was beaten 0.5 a length behind Tycoon Anna. Straight up to the 14.05, lovely filly, beautiful filly by Helmet, and she'll improve off that. Because I'm good here, look, his runs have been good. He didn't have a lot of luck at Gunnedah 2 runs ago, and then he came back here and China Plate had the wood on him last start. But he'll push across from that little bit of an awkward gate. Go Rush Lightning said the 3 runs back. Michael Gaddy's got him at Maroo, and he's been placed all at 3. He's probably the likely leader in the race that could roll along. And I wish you'd have drawn better the 13 Savannah June. She's right off the track here, but I love to have a look in the yard. Looking at it, there was that little bit of improvement with her, but I don't know where she gets from that really tricky gate. 10, 1, 3 and 13 in race 3.
On to race 4, 1 Bontezola, $11. 2 Consulting, 6, 3 Dash to Rush, 23. 4 Glycine Max, 41. 5 Roman Senator, 41. 6 Winged Poet, 750. 7 Corlo is 16. 8 Mother Racer, $2.30. Number 9, Ruby Red Slippers, $8. 10 Cambridge Don, 41. 11 Red Ripper, 41. 12 Delmore, 23. 13 Sir Leo, 10. 14 Wow Wow Kapow, 41. 15 through to 20 are out. 2.30 favourite, number 8, Mother Teresa.
Yeah, just that little firm up for her. She was 2.50 into that 2.30 mark, and Consoling, he gets out. He's 5.50 out for $6. And Wing Poet, no money for the Jim Jarvis runner. Ruby Red Slippers, no support. So, yeah, just a little shorten up with Mother to race her from that 2.50 into the 2.30. And I'm with her. Look, I think she brings the right form here. 8, 6, 2 and 9. She was placed at Moranbah 3 runs ago. She went to Whitsquitch, hitting the line really good behind Poets Landing over the 17.10. She was beaten 0.5 the length. And then Maddie Dunn took it a demon there in a 2,040-metre race. She wasn't disgraced. She whacked away, beaten 2.9 in a class 2. So she's coming back to class 1 maiden plate. She's had a go over the trip and looks an ideal race for her. And I think she's pretty well weighted with 57. She had 55 and a half in town. 6 Wing Poet, look, he's the query here. He's Grafton Wing 2 runs ago was good. And then Jimmy stepped in from a class 1 when he won there, straight up to a 74 rating. And I'll miss you beat him about 5.8 lengths. But this is lengths easier here today. He's got a sticky gate, but you've got plenty of time to work down this big long straight to get into a posse. Too Consoling. Good to see him get back in the winning list. It's been a while, but he did a good job to win at Lismore. He took off 900 metres from home from well back in the field and circled him and then raced away the last bit to beat him 4.3. I don't know how strong the race was. The Wing Poet did beat him nice and easy going back 2 runs ago. And 9 Ruby Red Slippers. I love to look at her in the yard at Bellin, and she ran right up to a looks running second there over a mile. She was only grabbed late behind Solitaire Rose. So she has a first go at the trip. That's probably the only little query with her. 8, 6, 2 and 9 in a good race, Sean.
Race 5, 1 Masque Force, 13. 2 Exclusive, 15. 3 Impulsive Maneuver, 6. 4 Elite 00, 51. 5 Engadine, 5. 6 Flick Pass, 26. 7 Ortega Lane, 31. 8 San Marco, 6.50. 9 Dangerous Dan, 8.50. 10 Purple Cup, 4.60. 11 Stoddart, 34. 12 Tabasco, 11. 13 Plectrum, $26. And 14 Smiling All, 18. 15, 16 out. The favourite, 4.60. Number 10, Purple Cup.
Yeah, well, they bet 4.20 this morning. She just said, gets out a little bit. Engadine's $5.50 into 5. So a bit of support there. And Impulsive Maneuver from the Jim Jarvis chart. He pushes from that 5.60 out to $6. So, yeah, just that little firm up San Marco resuming here. That's the 8. Ben Looker rides for Tony Ball. But I found it a really good race. 10.5, 3.9. I think some form will come out of it, but I'm with Purple Cup here. He did nothing wrong last preparation, this guy. He ran second in a Gold Coast 62 rating. He went back and got the job done at Grafton where a heap of winners come out of it. He was unlucky not to win at Ipswich at his next run when running second. And then he runs second here behind All About Charlie. So he kicked him straight out, Dwayne Smead. He brings him here today with no trials. He's got good press form. Lovely gate from the 1,000-metre mark with Madeline Wishart's 1.5 kilos off. So, yeah, I like the way he resumes here. 5 Engadine, he's had 1 run back. He did a good job. He led there at Cessnock and Bubbles Ball, beating 0.5 a length. And Bubbles Ball was a little bit unlucky not to win at Tamworth during the week. Impulsor and Maneuver is a smart horse. When Jim's got him right, he hasn't trialled him, and normally he doesn't with the three, but he brings good form here last preparation, so I think he's a massive watch in the mounting yard. And Nine Dangerous Dan, look, he's had one run back. He was huge here first up behind Bulgari over the 1,000 metres when running second. He probably would have liked to have seen a 1,200 metres, but he's the type of horse that can over-race too, and he won't be over-racing here with that speed up in front. So he might be the horse that can have the last crack at him late. 10, 5, 3 and 9 in another really good race, mate.
Right, race 6 now. 1 Invincible Tammy, $12. 2 Ruby, 2 Shoes, 34. 3 Millinery, 9.50, 4 Out, 5 Vivid Image, 34, 6 Cool Wedge, $7, 7 Dixie, 8.50, 8 Bichal, 3 Even, number 9, 40 Short, $9, 10 Quick Cash, 151, 11 Amazil, 81, 12 Hiroko, 4, 13 Ornate, 34, 14 Valley Crossing, 19, 15 Out, 16 Secrets No More, 26, 17, 18 Out. Favourite 3 Even, number 8, Bichal.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, they've really come for this, Dilly. They bet $7.50 earlier on. She went $3.20 now. $3, and she's had all the support. Her Roko's got a little bit of support, the 12 coming off that debut win here a couple of weeks ago. But 8, 3, 12, 6, I'm with Beachall here. The 8, I think she's only got to run up to her trials. Chris Lees has got her now. She's had two trials. She done third at Wyong in an open trial, and a good open trial, beaten two lengths. He took her back to another hot open trial at Gosford, and she bolted in there by four lengths. She just pinged the lead run and travelled and had a real stranglehold on her all the way down the running. It gets too alley here. She looks beautifully placed and she can run up to her trials. 3 Millinery did a good job first up. She drew 12 gates. She worked hard to lead there. It was probably the last 100 metres she was found wanting. I thought the gate brought her undone, but the gate won't bring her undone today because she gets that one alley and gets a claim for Madeline Wishart. That's going to help her right out, and you would think she'll be fitter for the run. 12 Hiroko, I love the debut run. She was wide the trip, finished the race off late, beating Texas Target nice and easy. Not easy to do winning a maiden as a two-year-old going to a 58 rating, but she might be a filly we can see over the graph and carnival. And 6 Cool Reg resumes here from the Toby Edmonds yard. He's given her two trials, another filly that's better suited 1,200 metres, but Tobe runs her here first up. She's probably the back marker that can hit the line later. These leaders are doing work. 8, 3, 12 and 6 in race 6.
Race 7, 1 and 2 out, 3 Medicine Ball, 4 Even, 4 Fast Quest, 26, 5 I've Got This, 19, 6 You Wait and See, 15, 7 Cologne is 5.58, Teomo, 9.50, $9, 10, 10 Star Fest, 26, 11 Northern Wilderose, 5.50, 12 is out, 13 My Cousin Rhett, 34, 14 Wonderful Thing, 11, 5 10 Tatnova, 7, 6 Yulung Bahu, 51, 7 Waiheke Island, 51, 8 The Equinator, 61, and 19 Shark Creek, 151. A favourite 4 Even in an open race, 3 Medicine Ball.
I tell you what, Sean, he's doing a good job, this former Victorian. Awesome. They're backing 2 again, $5.50 into $4, and Colleen, $5 right across, or $5.50, and Northern Wilder Race, she hasn't budged, and a little firm up 10 Tatnova, and a little firm up Teomo from the Donna Grisdale stable. And I'm with Teomo. I'm 8, 3, 11, and 15. I just like the way he got back here first up over 1,300 metres. He was in a bit of traffic getting to the corner. He was eased off heels when they straightened up, and then he ducked back to the inside on him, Johnny Grisdale, and he was beaten 0.5 a length over 1,300 metres. He's got good second-up form. He's a winner up to 1,600 metres, and I think he can have the last crack at him here. Probably don't like his weight. He goes up a little bit sharply, but he does come back in great on that first up. 3 Medicine Ball, look, he's got the outside gate. The bottom line with him here over the mile is you got one straight run to that 800-metre corner, so that'll give Ben a look of plenty of time to just work across and give him an easy run. But he's a pretty smart horse. This horse, a former Victorian. 11 Northern Wilder Rose is doing a really good job. She won a Kempsey Maiden. She won 4th behind Medicine Ball, beating 2.4 at 1,400 metres and came back here and run second over 1,300 metres. The gate border undone. She had to just do too much work from that 11 alley, but she'll get a nice run from the 2 gate. Now, the big improving horse, I didn't mean to take two horse coming out of the Grafton meeting 3 weeks ago, was the 15-10 Tatnova. He seemed to have lost his way, but up until his Grafton run the other day, he might be getting back into some sort of form, and he only gets 54.5 kilos on his back, so I'd play him around the multiples. 8, 3, 11 and 15 in race 7.
The final event race, A1 Dustman 21, 2 I'm a Jet 21, 3 out, 4 Aberration 850, 5 Mr. Smarty 550, 6 Saxophone 4 even, 7 Galway 480, 8 Aragula $6, 9 out, 10 Libyan Pearls 81, 11 They Call Me Rose 17, 12 Big Legged Woman 26, 13 All About Charlie 8, $11, 14 to 17 out, 18 Magic Benito 17, 9 Henry Spetter 34, 10 out. Favourite 4 even, number 6 Saxophone.
What this is a hard race, Sean. I wouldn't like to be getting out of poverty here. 13, 5, 7, and 8. I've gone with value. 13, All About Charlie. And she's had a little bit of support. $13 into $11. From second at Port, 2 runs to go. No luck at Tari Woods. And it was in an unsuitable race. She had to come back to 1,000. She was stone motherless last. She got held up a couple of times down the running. And she never really got a crack at him. And she was beaten 2 lengths. She's a 4 times winner. She's a 3 times winner here. And she's won up to 1,300 metres. I like her. I think she's well placed with a kilo and a half over the limit. And at that odds, if I missed a Smarty, nice horse. He did a very good job first up. He had to do a lot of work from that 800 metre mark. And McCoury beat him 0.8 of a length. But he'll tighten up and benefit from that. Seven Galway, he's a former Victorian horse. He won his maiden here 3 months ago. Went to Tari and got the job done. Went to the Sunshine Coast and hit a very heavy track and didn't handle it. I totally forget his last run. Freshened him up. Probably would have liked to have seen it 14 with him. And Aragula's been there about. He probably wants a little bit of luck from an awkward alley, but he has been going around a good race. And none he beaten about 0.6 or a length behind Toast, and he's come out to win during the week. 13, 5, 7 and 8 in a very open race, Sean.
What do you like there today, Gary?
I like race 3, number 10, Hellenism by Helmet. Lovely filly. She's only going to reproduce what she did on debut, and she'll be hard to beat. And I think this is pretty smart, this filly from the Chris Lee stable, race 6, number 8, Beachel, coming off that very, very good trial at Gosford on the 4th of June. So they're my two best, race 3, number 10, race 6, number 8. Quaddy numbers, we're going to go wide in the first leg with 10, 5, 3 and 9. Second leg, 8, 3 and 12. Then 8, 3 and 11 in that third leg. And just wide in that last leg with 13, 5, 7 and 8, Sean. But beautiful condition, a little bit windy, a little bit cool, but this track's in good order and massive fields right through the day, mate.
All right, good on you, Gary. Look forward to the late mail throughout the day.
Absolute pleasure. See you, Sean.